AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Heaven and hell are adjacent and identical.
Strong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Just another 45 minutes left in the show. It's a super flex. We went on at 1. We're off at 3 because of Clippers basketball in Philadelphia. Adam Ozzie will be along with the pregame tip-off coming up at 4. So short show. If you missed last hour, you also missed Eric Dickerson previewing that Rams-Bucks game. We'll do that in the next segment as well. Rams looking to get to the conference championship. Could potentially be played at home if the 49ers knock off the Packers in Green Bay. And you will hear all those games this weekend as we are home for the NFL here on AM 570. And you're home for Super Bowl 56. So this weekend, tomorrow, we got the doubleheader. Starts with Bengals-Titans right here, followed by Packers-49ers on AM 1150, and then Sunday we'll have Bills-Chiefs.
It's been a great day so far, great sports talk, but a short day. And next week there'll be many more short days, like 4 of them. Monday will be a full show, and we'll get you all lathered up for a week away from our big Super Bowl remotes, which are cluster-oriented. Which means our entire company is involved.
It's an iHeart thing, guys.
KISS FM, iHeart Media, KFI, 98.7, Alt. So much.
It's like the Jetsons Flintstones crossover.
So great. It's so much to look forward to.
Facts of life, different strokes.
Oh, when they all show up together.
Right.
It's a crazy scene. And you just don't expect those characters to interact. It's like when they have a Real Housewives retreat from all the different regions and they go together to Bermuda. And it's like the Lord of the Flies. So that's going to be great in a couple weeks. Or I guess the modern day Lord of the Flies, Yellow Jackets.
Is that right?
Have you heard of Yellow Jackets?
I have not.
You've not bumbled with the bee yet, Matt?
I have not bumbled with the bee. Each of my children have read Lord of the Flies at some point in their school career. So I have had the great fortune to relive the story now 3 times, as my youngest just did it last year when she was in 8th grade.
I relate with Piggy.
Don't we all?
We have a no, Matt. There's a show on. I think it's on Showtime, and it's called Yellow Jackets, and it's like very, very popular. It's got a Juliette Lewis and Christina Ricci. They play the older version of the girls, but I guess it was like it's based on like some it, not a true story, but somewhere in the 90s there was like this soccer team of elite very talented young girl soccer players, and they get in a plane crash, and then they have to survive in the wilderness, and they end up having tribes that eat each other.
Ooh,
yeah. And now, like, then they're trying to cope like 20 years later, and it's called Yellow Jackets.
And they're like reliving their past of
yeah, it's like a flashback.
Like a flashback thing. I got
yeah,
you.
This girl had sex with this girl's boyfriend out in the wilderness, and then, you know, 20 years later they're at the high school reunion. People are like, hey, aren't you a cannibal? You know, it's the whole thing. Yeah, Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
Yeah, check that out. Maybe did you watch it, Cates? Cates, did you watch Yellow Jackets?
No, I watched Yellowstone though.
Oh, Jesus.
And not the same.
Ronnie, I mean, can somebody help me? So, like,
I'm looking at the landing page right now.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. It's like, all right, it's a thing.
Right, I've seen previews for it. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't like to be told it's not a thing.
I don't watch a lot. I'm currently watching Boba Fett, which is not good.
Jango Fett.
Yeah, not happy
That's the
about
Fett.
That.
Yellow Jackets. I haven't watched it either, Matt. And since our Mr. Skin is no longer operational, which is heartbreaking. I'm getting nothing out of Yellow Jackets. It's time for the word of the day, Matt.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Just quickly, because I know we have to get to the top story soon, but Ross Porter was after me yesterday to do his podcast, Wonderful. Ross Porter Sports, that you can find on Facebook or Ross Porter Sports Videos. Of course, Ross Porter, the legendary announcer for the Dodgers. And we did it on a Zoom, and I wore my caftan, my Moroccan outfit.
Why?
And this is what I wear when I'm lounging around the house. Besides, it's only a chest-up deal on the podcast. And so I talked to Ross, and he kept me a long time now. Almost ran us into the show, and that was an awkward moment when I had to say, Ross, we start the show at 1 o'clock, so I gotta go. And he said, oh, just a couple more. So we did like 45 minutes maybe more on the Ross Porter podcast, and we covered all things. But unfortunately, his producer put up the picture of the punter that one time that USC ran a fake punt, and he's wearing 35, the number I wore. And I told
That's
him
spectacular.
I told him it was the punter, but I don't think they understood. I said, yeah, that's the punter. I didn't wear that uniform. Yeah, that's a Pete Carroll fake punt, I think. But nevertheless, if you want to check that out on the Ross Porter platforms, it would have never happened without Tim Cates getting a hold of me and telling me Ross Porter was looking for me.
Our producer's got incredible follow-up and follow-through.
And I texted Cates. He's like, let's get started. And I was like, well, I can't. I'm on the thing with Ross Porter that you set up. And he said, well, you have to tell him goodbye. And I said, well, I did. But I'm still looking at this picture of a punter and answering questions about the Lakers.
My favorite line when that happens, not that I do these things a lot, is always, well, we've said it all. I'll just drop that in there and one of my, they'll ask me a question. Well, you know, feel like we've really said it all, huh? So I guess I'll finish with this.
Yeah. In closing.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry if I seem a little anxious at the end. It was because our show was going to start. But if you want to watch an extra hour of content with me in a caftan, the Ross Porter podcast, and it's going to be up, and it kicks ass, and Ross looks great, and his wife and him have been married 60 years, and they're
Beautiful.
Wonderful people. So there you go. Oh, and Travis Dye transferred to USC, the running back from Oregon. So that means USC has literally 30 backs in the backfield. 30
I like
backs
it.
And 30 receivers take up 60 scholarships of the USC Trojans this year.
Last year, all their running backs were transferring out. It's
now
nice to
all
see some running backs want to transfer in.
Much like the Tide. Not the Indeed. Crimson Tide, but just the Tide of the sea, which you're very familiar with, Matt. It's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 22. Today is 21, the January 21st. Tomorrow's January 22nd. It is National Hot Sauce Day. And we are your hot sauce show of record. It is my favorite condiment. Cates is notorious for putting hot sauce on everything. We are
well, Cates,
a hot sauce
he destroyed
show.
His gallbladder.
He did with Red Bull and hot sauce. He is a spicy marg guy. I have gone through my phases. My phases have included Tabasco when I was a youth, only to realize I believe that to be the worst of all the hot sauces.
But I think it's a gateway drug for hot sauce for everybody.
It is. And when you realize, oh, wait, I don't have to have Tabasco. And that's when I found Louisiana hot sauce with that rooster on it. And then I found Tapatio. And then I found, what was after that?
Cholula, the wood
I
top?
I think so. I think I did Cholula before I found Frank's Red Hot. And then I found what I believe to be the best of them all, Valentina. And then the Valentina Black Label. And then as I was writing out this number of the day, it hit me like a diamond bullet. I forgot all about our friends at Yellow Bird.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I had extinguished my blue agave sriracha
hot sauce.
But
that's a different texture, you know?
It's
that's
different.
It's not the same.
It's got the sriracha sort of, it's got that thickness to it, but man, is it good. And so I went on their website and I ordered two bottles because it has been too long and you can only buy it at the REI. And who the hell wants to go to an REI and park at a mall and fight those crowds? Because, you know, malls are packed these days for hot sauce instead of getting it at the local grocery store. So I went online, free shipping, ordered me some Yellow Bird Blue Agave Sriracha. It is, I think, my favorite that I have ever put to my lips. And you're right, it's different. I do have some of
each of those. I have Tapatio, Frank's, Valentina, Sriracha all in my house. And I will finish it with this, P. Here we go.
In closing.
You know what? We've said it all. Some fun facts for your number of the day. One, 1807 is the first record of hot sauce in the United States. 1807, Massachusetts, advert in the paper selling what they called cayenne sauce. 1868, Tabasco is created in the South by Edmund McElhaney, who said the food down there was too bland. And in 1980, yes, it took until 1980, 42 years ago, right here in Los Angeles, David Tran starts a sauce company named after his hometown, Sriracha. And it becomes an instant hit.
Yes, Kate.
I can't
after
wait.
Upsetting every dog on the podcast.
I cannot wait for some homeless guy to be enjoying your yellow burr when it falls off the back of a train downtown L.A.
Oh, wow.
When they bust open the cars down
there. We're trying to celebrate hot sauce.
You know what, I'm just saying. I hope it gets to your house.
Kate, how about this? Every one of the things I've ordered has been delivered to me, okay?
Okay.
I think it goes through an OC hub.
Oh, okay? You go through the OC hub.
I've got Orange County hub, okay? None of that. When those people hit the trains hit them. That's the way it works in OC, okay? So you don't want to mess with OC trains.
You know, Matt, and I thought as far as our friends in Mexico, the end-all, be-all hot sauce, and the yellow bird is from San Antonio, yeah, right?
Yes.
But I thought the end-all, be-all of hot sauce was the Valentina, the black label. And it may be, but they are coastal, the Valentina types. When you move up into the hills, like I've learned from my gardener, Mr. Mario, Uchol becomes much more prevalent.
What is it?
Uchol! And I have the Uchol, the regular and the black. And I'm going to bring in the Uchol for you.
How do you spell it?
Uchol!
Well, that's not spelling it. That's just screaming
Uchol. H-U-C-H-O-L.
H-U-I-C-H-O-L.
I don't think it's H-U-I, just H-U. Or is there an I? I don't know.
It pulled up.
Yeah.
H-U-I-C-H-O-L.
Yeah, try that one. That is also, but it's from the mountains, not the sea.
On it. It's only $5.
Oh, it's not. It's very affordable.
Beautiful. That's the thing about Valentina. You can get that at like the 99-cent store.
Oh, yeah, like the missile that it is.
Wildly affordable.
Missile of whiskey or hot sauce. Ronnie.
This is the song of the day.
Basketball Jones is our song of the day from Cheech and Chong's 1973 comedy album featuring the great George Harrison. Billy Preston and Carole King as backing musicians. How about that for a backing band? And we're spinning it for you right now on a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show. Getting our Basketball Jones on with an early NBA Flex Alert with the Clippers on the longest road trip of the season as they today get together with Doc Rivers, old friend Doc Rivers, and the Philadelphia 76ers, man. And great sports talk will get you over to Adam Oslin, who'll be around with your Clippers Countdown show that begins at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Enjoy.
Thank you, Ronnie. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I ever put that
basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. Top story coming up next. I need someone to stand beside me. I need
someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now, now, now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Petros and Money, happy to be with you. Looks like June Jones, our old friend Hoon Hones, is going to get the Hawaii job after the Todd Graham mutiny.
Isn't that round three?
At least two. Old Hoon Hones.
Right.
But, more importantly, the Rams are taking on the Buccaneers, and it's time for the top story of the day.
Story of the day.
Well, recapping yesterday, the three games you will hear right here over the weekend starts tomorrow, Bengals-Titans. That's the early one Saturday. I'm going Titans by a single point over the Joe Burrow-led Bengals. And some people that are so excited by Joe Burrow, we pointed out yesterday, are referring to him as Joseph Lee Burrow. Please
right.
don't do that.
And you called him butthole eyes.
No, you called him butthole eyes.
I didn't say that.
I said he's half butthole eyes. He's not a full butthole eyes.
Well, trust me, he'll get there. Look at me.
I like the Bills to upset the Chiefs in a six-point win. And I believe the Packers will get the best of the 49ers, upsetting that Italian from New York and his soccer fans. Packers by 10 over San Francisco. That was three things Thursday. Now the final contest in this top story
lose like that,
of the day. I'm just a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I know we've talked about that ad nauseum here. I really like what he stands for. I like the way he presents himself. I thought he was exceptional as a host of Jeopardy.
You've been
really
pulling,
had a lot of personality and energy when he was out there on the floor.
Pulling for him and all his girlfriends to get married.
100%. I mean, whenever they're engaged, I'm like, this is the one. And then all of a sudden, like the second it gets serious, it's over. That's the kind of guy I am.
Olivia
so
Danica,
maybe there's a little bias now, creeping in here.
Yeah, Olivia Danica and now the
Katniss wannabe from Divergent. What the hell's her name? Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Brown, yeah.
Woodley.
Woodley.
It's off. So, here we go, the fourth and final contest. What are the Rams? What the hell are they? Are they the juggernaut that walloped the Cardinals in the wild card round, a defense that was flying all over the field, creating havoc with blue chippers like Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, Jalen Ramsey, leaning on their rush attack? Or are they the inconsistent Matthew Stafford, keeping far too many games in the balance, losing to the 49ers in Week 18? For the sake of this conversation and echoing what Eric Dickerson told us earlier, I think they're more the former. I think what we saw against the Cardinals more is more in step with what the Rams are. There's just too much talent on that defense for them
they're
to be.
They're a juggernaut?
Defensively, I believe them to be a juggernaut. Without Cam Akers, without a healthy Daryl Henderson, Sean McVay was throwing the ball way too much, way too often, a hell of a lot more than we wanted him to, that's for sure.
Well, we preach against the pass. I mean, I have a staunch stance against the pass since I was 9 years old.
Staunch stance. It's understandable. You get a new toy. You want to use it. The golfers get the $600 new driver. They're not going to use their 3-wood off the tee box. No. McVay wanted to drive that car. And, yeah, it's a lot nicer than the old one. It's still still got a little issue here and there. You know, that transmission might need to be taken to Leon's. Get looked at every now and then. You know, every 15,000 miles is what we recommend. You can't just go flying around town expecting it to keep you out of trouble at every corner. And Matthew Stafford reminded Sean McVay of that in the regular season, throwing a trio of pick sixes, a quartet of pick sixes, tied for the lead in interceptions. The Rams are getting 3 points. Look at Tom Brady in Super Bowl 53. Yeah, the Rams lost, but not because of their defense. 262 yards and a pick for a rating of 71.4, the worst rating of any Super Bowl he's played, and worse than the two against the Giants when they got after his ass. This year, he's played much better, but he wasn't great in the red zone against the Rams. He threw for 432, his high for the season. He threw 55 passes, his high for the season. Yet he had just one touchdown, and he had a fumble. And they scored just 24 points, the third lowest total from any game this year. So it was a lot of quick throws and not a lot of action in the red zone. You go back to last year's game against the Rams, another loss for Tom Brady. Only scored 24 in that one, and he was not good. His second worst rating of the season, only the Saints, who regularly get after him, messed him up more. Last season's 27-24 Rams win, he threw 48 passes for just 216 yards, and he threw two picks. Brady does not like pressure straight up the gut. And the Rams have it for days, for years, with Aaron Donald.
You know, I want to find a quarterback that likes it, that like really embraces that pressure, you know, right on your Adam's apple. Like,
two words.
It really doesn't bother this guy.
Two words. Three words. Joseph Lee Burrow.
Oh, yeah, old butthole eyes. And, of course, Derek Carr has got ice water in his veins. Yeah.
Ryan Jensen, Tampa's Pro Bowl center, has not practiced all week with an ankle. And today, Tristan Wirfs had a light practice. They said they will be game-time decisions. He's dealing with an ankle. You pull out Jensen, replace him with third-round rookie Bobby Hainsey. He's played all of 10 snaps this year, and he's got to control Aaron Donald. Hainsey. Jensen played 786 of 796 snaps. Wirfs played all 796. And those guys might be out. One responsible for Von Miller or Leonard Floyd. The other responsible for Aaron Donald. as we saw with the Chargers, even though the left tackle Donovan Smith is really good for the Bucs, Rashawn Slater's really good, and they just picked on Storm Norton the whole game and got after Justin Herbert. That's what you suspect the Rams will do. And they can do it in waves because they got both Leonard Floyd and Von Miller out there getting after it. His backup in terms of Wirfs, Josh Wells, he played 0.8% of the snaps this year. So that's a bad issue. But there is a flip side to this.
There's a flip side of that coin?
There's a flip side. There's another side of that coin, P. And that's that Andrew Whitworth has been ruled out. No left tackle. He is out for this game. And the Bucs, while they are busted up on offense, their defense got healthy. JPP is back. Shaq Barrett is back. Vita Vea is back. You got the return of Levante David at the linebacker level. Shaq Barrett had 11 sacks, 51 hurries this past year. Vea, 4 sacks from the middle of that line while being one of the best run defenders in the game. So, no Andrew Whitworth. Matthew Stafford, I don't know if you heard, not great when he's under pressure. Throws a lot of interceptions. And when he throws interceptions, the Rams are 6-5. When he throws none, 10-0.
Would you say that both of these teams, Matt, you don't want Stafford to throw the picks. I get it. But would you say that both of these teams' defenses, even though they have a bunch of stars on them, like you mentioned, are underrated and kind of forgotten because, you know, everybody talks about McVay's offense and Tom Brady's the guy for the other team?
It's what got them the Super Bowl last year. It's what got the Rams to the Super Bowl in 2018, their defense. That is what will make the difference in this game. I do believe Tom Brady will not look as dominant as he did last week against the Eagles. He struggles against Aaron Donald and the Rams. He is not going to curl up into a ball, though, and get wrecked out there. He's still got Mike Evans. He's still got an incredible trio of tight ends in Gronk, Cam Brate, O.J. Howard. And he has shown over his career, he doesn't need dominant wide receivers. He just needs capable ones. And he's
Troy
got
Troy Brown.
Exactly right.
Surprised me about the Eagles game is like there was a point in that game, I think right at the end of the first half, that I think they sacked Brady like 3 or 4 times in a row. I mean, they were getting his puzo really in a sling, and he just curls up and goes down. And I mean, he came back and kept completing passes. I mean, at his age, that's amazing.
Yeah, in the second half, he just carved them up. It's crazy.
Take any sacks.
One thing Stafford has done well this season, P, is play the blitz. Second best of any quarterback against an extra rusher. Posted a 139.6 rating. Todd Bowles blitzes more than anybody else. Second highest blitz rate in the league. Let's not forget that Week 3 matchup when Todd Bowles was blitzing him. 343 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So, everything I'm seeing points to the Rams.
Wow, Matt.
Aaron Donald celebration. Sean McVay rosé party. Man, as I said to Eric Dickerson last hour, and as you just described, Tom Brady doesn't go away. Take the hits. And just like last year in the AFC, in the NFC Championship game, right? He throws 3 interceptions, but there he is at the end, putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Hey, I'm going to make a play. Now it's your turn to make a play. And Rodgers turned down that run on 3rd and 8. And he blamed the field goal attempt on his coach instead of knowing he turned it down.
He turned it down. Are you saying it was the moment of truth and he turned it down, Matt?
Moment of truth. He turned it down. I think Matthew Stafford's going to face a moment of truth in this game. And I think that's going to be the difference in the Bucs win. 27-24.
Oh, God, Matt.
27-24 Tampa. There it is.
There's no car to kick around, so now you're going to go after Stafford.
I hate doing it. I want to take the Rams. But, you know, I'm just true to what I see with my eyes when I watch the tape. Just like with
God.
Just like with Joseph Lee Burrow.
God help me. Dead and Alive next. You lay down.
Just be with me here. P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Enjoy your weekend, everybody, and have a great foosball time with your friends. As Matt said, the divisional round is the best round for the competitive nature of the NFL, and here on AM 570 Sports, we are your home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 56 and Super Week LA at SoFi Stadium. You got Bengals Titans here on AM 570 on Saturday on KEIB 1150. Excellence at broadcasting, 49ers at Packers. Like Don Majkowski versus freaking Joe Montana.
Oh, those were the days.
And on Sunday, Bill Sheffs right here on AM 570 LA Sports. We got Clippers coming up
the
next.
The Bird versus Kelly. You're not going to go there. You're going to do Montana versus the Magic Man, but not
No, I'm sorry.
Kelly
I didn't do
the
Bengals
Bird.
Titans either. Warren Moon versus the Boomer Esiason.
Damn right. Well, we are your high fashion show of record. Hit it, Kate. No surprise. We are going with Cristobal Balenciaga Alizaguirre. Christian Dior called him.
You're really flexing the accents this week.
You know, you're
really
your international flavor show of record.
Oh, that's right.
Coco Chanel said, "The only couturier in the truest sense of the word. The others are simply fashion designers." When Balenciaga passed in 1972, Women's Daily ran the headline, "The King is Dead." Born in Spain, Pop's a fisherman, Mom a seamstress. Dad died when he was just a boy, so he spent a lot of time with Mom. At 12, he got a job as a tailor's apprentice. At 15, the noblewoman in his town sent him to Madrid, where he was formally trained in tailoring. He was the rare designer that didn't just design, but used his own hands to create, to pattern, to cut, and sew the designs, which symbolized the height of his artistry. He opened a boutique in San Sebastian in 1919. He would add branches in Madrid, Barcelona. Spanish Civil War shows up, so he hightails it out of there to Paris and opened his couture house on Avenue George V in August 1937. In 51, he transformed the silhouette. He broadened the shoulders. He removed the waist. In 55, he designed the tunic dress. He designed the chemise dress. In 57, 59, the Empire line, which is cited as one of the most important lines of high fashion in the history of women's dresses.
High-waisted. Some people have an Empire waist without even wearing the dress. You know what I'm saying, Matt?
I know exactly what you're saying. He did the high fashion with kimonos. He dressed queens, princesses, socialites, presidents, prime ministers, first ladies. His creations were considered masterworks of haute couture of the 1950s and 60s. He retired in 74 and just said, "I'm out." I'm sorry, he retired in 68 at 74 and said, "I'm out." And he closed all of his houses. Died in 1972 at 77. I'm sure it will surprise you to learn he was gay.
Balenciaga?
He kept it private his whole life.
Really?
His most famous client.
Is that why he's a hot stepper?
Mona von Bismarck, Grace Kelly, Ava Gardner, Audrey Hepburn, and Jackie Kennedy.
Now, who bought the brand? Because the houses aren't closed now.
No, it's still open. You're absolutely right. I don't know
like,
who
I
bought
can get
the brand.
You a Balenciaga bag right now, Matt. It's not going to be cheap, and I don't want you to know how I'm going to get it, but I could get it.
I can think of somebody who has a collection of Balenciaga bags, as a matter of fact.
Kate has a Balenciaga ball holsters. beating out Jonathan Quick, the Kings goalie.
Oh, Quickie.
And I think we all love Quickie and what he's
Quickie.
I mean, he's been great.
Quickie.
But we will turn our gaze upon the mysterious country of Japan. Que viva Japón. And we will celebrate the singer from Osaka, as Naomi Osaka just got knocked out of the Australian Open. I hate to see it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But an American beat her, so hey. Yumi Haru. Yumi Haru. She used to be a singer, but now she is a voice actor. She has a long neck, and Yumi Haru is also long-faced in the face.
Oh, is that right?
In 2020, she gave birth to a boy. That was a year after her marriage to a man outside of the entertainment industry.
Outside.
Was announced. It is also said that she has a tremendous talent in Japanese calligraphy. Are you ready for some titles?
I am.
Now, you have some sounds there, don't you?
Or well, I would... I think Kate's normally does it. There we go.
All right. First title from Yumi Haru.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate that.
Dusk Maiden of Amnesia.
That's going to be a horn. Dusk Maiden of Amnesia.
Thank you.
How about that?
Log Horizon 2.
L-O-G?
Log.
Oh, boy. You think it's an actual physical log, like a tree, or do you think it's like,
like a lumberjack log, yeah.
It is, okay. I'll give you horns on that. I was thinking like, you know, Captain's Log.
The Ancient Magus Bride, Those Awaiting a Star.
Man, I hate doing it. Horns.
I know you do. F you, Kate.
I hate doing it.
I hate to do this.
I hate it.
How not to summon a demon lord.
Horns.
Log Horizon, Destruction of the Round Table.
Horns. God, this sucks.
Corpse Party.
Horns. I mean, I want to go to a corpse party.
Right? Who could ask for more? Rose on the Breast.
Rose on the Breast? Ooh.
Rose on the Breast.
I'm intrigued. Horns. You don't often get breast in a lot of titles here.
Bikini Warriors.
Horns.
That's yeah! It? Nolan Ryan celebrates on the mound. Nolan Ryan celebrates on the mound. Oh, it's such a ripe old age with a Japanese artist, a sweep.
A terrible way to end a short show on a super flex. That's horse crap.
Unheard of. Wow.
I shouldn't have given you the log.
You shouldn't have, but I'm going to be swinging at the knees all weekend long.
Damn it.
Swinging at the knee.
Kuganaki's banging you.
I hate to tell you, mate.
I hate to tell
you. Come up here to the net for a volley. I hate to tell you.
He's banging you, lady.
Banged you, lady.
Oh, Vavrinka.
Oh. I figured out why Kyrgios can't get out of the early rounds. Is he doesn't work hard enough during the year, Matt. He doesn't work hard enough to get his ranking up, so he doesn't have to play people like Medvedev early on.
Ah, there you go, and he gets stuck with Medvedev in the freaking third round.
He's bunted, lady, mate.
Like, come here, make me hit the net real quick. I hate to tell you this.
Do you think anybody knows what we're talking about?
I hope so. Kokonakis is banging your lady. I doubt it. How many people really follow Kyrgios?
Stan Wawrinka.
If I'm ever invited to go on the doggy show, I will end up, because he loves tennis as much as he does, just doing a ton of Kyrgios talk. Nonstop. He's not very good. I don't know. Yeah, you got your opinion, doggy. I got mine. I happen to think he's incredibly talented.
He needs to get his ranking up. That's what's most
That's
important.
That's all he needs.
Clippers coming up next.
Yay.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
Sweet James Bergener is my personal injury attorney. If you've ever been in a car accident or a motorcycle accident or got involved in an old man threesome fight, somebody owes you money. And Sweet James will make sure that you get what you